Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Mind-body questions fascinate practically everybody. Our guest, Anne Harrington, is an historian of science at Harvard. She works on mind-body projects. She places a very strong emphasis on the stories we tell ourselves about our minds and our bodies and what happens when those stories change. She's now actively tracking the emergence of what she thinks might be a new story. It starts with what is now solid science. We all require friends to be healthy.
But out of that has come a kind of destabilizing conversation about community more broadly, and a suggestion that actually what keeps you well isn't so much how many friends you have. It's kind of how integrated you are in your larger community and where you are in the hierarchy of your community. And I'm intrigued by it because it's got a political energy that a lot of these other stories don't. And we'll just have to wait and see how it goes.
Anne Harrington is professor for the history of science at Harvard, specializing in the history of psychiatry, neuroscience, and other mind sciences. She's also visiting professor for medical history at the London School of Economics. She captures much of what we know now about the intersection of our minds and bodies in her book, Stories Under the Skin, The Making of Mind-Body Medicine in America. It's one of several she's authored. While Bill Russell and I have a keen interest in mind-body interactions generally, it was Dr. Harrington's captivating ideas about narratives and stories that particularly drew us to this conversation. Anne Harrington, I have a new young friend. In fact, Rose is so new and so young that she was literally born yesterday.
Wow. Wow.
And so she is both new and young. As she has been doing this immense spurt of growth that is from conception to birth, we've all paid a lot of attention to her nutrition and to the music that's around her and all of this, as one must, of course, going forward in life, knowing that that first 9 months before one is born is really very important. And thinking along with you about how all that she will come into, our culture, if you will be shaped as well. This really, as I think about stories, is you are what you eat, both in terms of the nutrition of the mom who was making mm-hmm. this baby and the stories into which she has been born. Right?
Well, I think the kinds of stories that we grow up with, that we learn, both tell us how to, they tell us how to behave in the world, but to a certain extent, they also tell us how to feel in the world. And that's something that I've been particularly interested in trying to really nail down. How do stories matter, not just as things that we tell, but as things that we enact, as scripts that embed us in certain kinds of social relations rather than other kinds of social relations? And how do they even, in some instances at least, change how we might get ill or how we might be able to find ways to get well again? How do they change the ways in which maybe our stomach tight gets all tense in one instance, or in another instance we might experience something like, you know, the shakes? Why do we even feel the kinds of things that we feel? And is there some way in which our very bodies are embodied in our cultures? And is it the stories that knit bodies to cultures in some ways that haven't yet been well explored?
And we just think of them as stories.
Well, you distinguish in one place what to me looks like a technical distinction, but an important distinction between stories and narrative.
I do. In a book that I'm in the process of finishing that will be called Stories Under the Skin, I actually say that we tell stories, but the ways in which we come to tell the specific kinds of stories that we do draw on certain templates, draw on certain narrative rules. And these narrative rules, these templates themselves come from somewhere, have a history. And I believe that these histories can be told. They can be told only through the changing ways, by tracking the ways in which the stories emerge in time and develop. But you can see the rules, just as you can see if you wanted to tell the history, say, of our changing manners, etiquette, or say gender relations. How do people, men and women, behave with one another in the 18th century, in the 19th century, in the 20th century, in our own time? All you can see is the way in which they actually behave, but you can also see the ways in which there are commonalities, there are rules. And I think it's the same with certain kinds of narratives, certain kinds of stories that we tell in different times.
You used a word that I was totally unfamiliar with, as if there were a whole school of thought around narrative.
There's a whole school of thought around narrative that's quite obtuse and esoteric, and it calls itself narratology. And it's interested in the ways in which, you know, how the rules of narrative, the rules of stories, and how they structurally work. It's not actually that interested in how they've evolved historically in time, which is what I'm interested in. But it was a reference point for me in attempting to kind of see, how do you think rigorously about something that we tend to think is so unrigorous? It's just a story, we think. Well, first of all, stories are complicated. Stories turn out to be quite rule-bound. You can tell what good stories follow good rules, and bad stories tend to break those rules. So if you tell something and it does, if you tell a kind of story and it doesn't have a ending, a conclusion, and you read it, you're reading the story to your child at bed, you know, that's not a good story. Stories have to have emotional tension. Things need to be resolved. There are things like that that make for a good story. And I'm interested now to come back to this book and the stories under the skin. I'm interested in the extent to which mind-body medicine is such a powerful phenomenon in our time because it's made up of a series of such good stories.
This is Anne Harrington. Bill Russell wanted to go immediately into more conversation. We'll do that when we come back in a moment with the Paula Gordon Show. We trust you'll be with us.